My Haunted Morning Hut. Right here on Dakota Avenue. It is Halloween Friday, October 31st. The end of another month, and that means one thing. Brad Edwardson in here from Wapton Parks and Rec. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bill.
And you said it, and I totally agree. It was like, yeah, you were in last week, and we were talking about October. No, that was like in September.
Right, yeah. The only thing that's changed is we got a bit of a fall chill in the air today.
It finally rolled around. Well, we talked, this is kind of your tweener time, but you still got some stuff happening here, too.
True, yep. We hit November, and we've got things for fall, you know, running well. We haven't switched anything over for winter really yet. Mm-hmm. The only thing that we're changing over is our youth will go from girls basketball to boys basketball, but the rest of our programming is all running, up and running, and going well. So we get a little bit of time in October, November, to, you know, take a look at where our budgets are and detail those a little bit more down at the park. They'll get the fall things done, close up shop on a lot of the unheated restrooms and things like that. So There's a lot of fall stuff that we do, and we're pretty much caught up. So right now we're just kind of getting some of those extra things done that you know we get behind on during the rest of the
time
year.
To catch your breath, because right. I mean summer and early fall is crazy for you guys.
There's
a lot of stuff going on.
We get kind of, you know, slammed with just so many activities that we're trying to get going at one time. But, you know, we got the help now. Katie Nelson's been doing an awesome job putting out some extra programming for the youth and stuff like that. So it's exciting right now that we got a full staff again and are moving forward.
That's great to hear. Well, what's happening in November that you can tell us about here?
So this weekend on Sunday, we've had Special Olympics. We have it's about a 12 to 14 or no, about an eight-week season. Sorry about that. An eight-week season that we run for bowling. And I've had about 20 bowlers, 21 bowlers throughout the season.
Okay.
They've been doing an awesome job. We've been practicing in town here. And now we have our state tournament on Sunday. So we go up to Fargo. And it's kind of unique how they run that. The eastern part of the state runs their tournament in Fargo. And then the western side runs it in Mandan. But the divisions are... they do it virtually. So there might be three bowlers in Fargo bowling against five bowlers in their division in Mandan. So you got to coordinate all that stuff to figure out who got what place. And
that's all virtual. I love that. Great idea.
So it's an exciting time. I mean, that's the biggest sport that we have. The most people come out for it. And they have a lot of fun with that. You know, so it'll be an exciting day on Sunday. And then on November 6th, we have a Vets Expo at the community center. All day pretty much. And that's just kind of an informational deal. If any vets out there, or relatives of vets, if you have questions on anything, that would be a good resource to come in and check that out. So it's a good event for them. And then on the 11th, Veterans Day, the park offices will be closed, but we'll have our regular scheduled times for if people want to come in to do the pickleball and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
We won't have staff there, but we'll still open it up for them to play that.
Okay.
And then also on the 11th, we have a vet's breakfast. I put breakfast. I don't know for sure if that's right. It might be a dinner. So I don't know the time for sure. Call into the park office, 642-2811, to get details on that. But it'll be that day, some sort of meal for veterans.
On the 11th, yeah, okay.
On the 11th, yep. And then November 14th, I mentioned earlier, our youth girls basketball will end. And then November 17th, Monday, the youth boys basketball will start right back up. In between that, on the 15th, BW Bolt swim team will have their turkey bingo at the community center. I have there also 3:30 to 11. Check on those times, too.
All right. I love turkey bingo.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
Fun to play.
Yep. That is a good time. And a good fundraiser for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then November 21st is the big event that we have this month. At the community center, the Chinkapazoo Wild Game Show. That's a blast. You know, I've been doing it, you know, quite a few years now, and it's always a good time. Everybody there always says, man, if they haven't gone before and that's their first one, I didn't realize that it was this much fun.
It's fun from one end to the other, and a great fundraiser for the zoo, too.
It does really help the zoo a lot. So I still have some tickets for that, so stop in the community center and I might have some tickets.
They'll go quick.
They will, yeah. And then on the 28th, Thanksgiving Day, the park offices are closed as well. So that'll round out November, and a week from now, I'll be in to talk about December.
Crazy. Yeah, that's what it's going to seem like. It's right. Like you'll show up on the 30th, and I'm going, oh, yeah, it's that time again.
Right.
Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. Good to see you, my friend. Always great to talk with you, our little once-a-month chats. All right.
Good to see you, too. Have a great day here.
Absolutely. A safe and happy Halloween is what I'm calling it. Yep. Brad, good to see you. It's 947 here, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angry.